我们今天要讲的题目是胜过试探，为神而活。
Today, the message is overcoming temptation, living for God.
我不知道你最近呢，在跟家人朋友聊天的时候，会不会很受到这个网上的新闻哈的影响你的心情？
I don't know that recently when you chat with your families, have you been impacted by the news that you saw in social media?
我们不会否认我们是活在一个充满不安的时代。今天
We cannot deny that we're living in an age full of uncertainty.
今天的试探不只是犯罪的引诱哈，更是内心被世界搅扰的思念。
Today's temptation is not only the temptation of our bodies to sin, but also the test of our hearts being disturbed by the outside world.
因为当我们打开新闻，都看见的是什么？战争、政治纷争、经济不稳、社会极端化，甚至想到家人孩子的未来时候，都有充满的不确定性。
When we turn on the news, and what we see, is war, political strife, economic instability, social polarization, and even when we think about our children, we think about how uncertain their future is.
所以许多人会说，牧师啊，我真的很难有平安嘞。
So many people say,Pastor, it's really hard for me to have peace.
外面的风浪似乎不仅在世界上哈，也进入了我们的心里，恐惧、焦虑，甚至愤怒、失望，充满了人心。试探不只是诱惑，更是让我们啊，真的是会要问这些试探会问你，你还要信吗？你相信神的公义吗？你还相信他掌权吗？
The storms not only occur in the outside world, but also enters into our hearts. We would experience fear, anxiety, anger, despair. And sometimes we feel that temptation is not just a temptation. It asks us, do you still believe? Do you still believe in God's righteousness?Do you still believe in His sovereignty?
也许很多基督徒说我没有失去信心啊。
Maybe a lot of the Christians would say, "No, I have not lost my faith."
但会不会在这种情形下，我们好像也很难跟人家传福音？我们自己甚至怀疑神有没有与我同在，帮我面临，或者这世界这样子的情形下。神真的在掌管吗？
So even though they may not question about their own faith, but they would feel that it might be harder for them to spread the gospel because the world is so uncertain, and it keeps asking them the question: Is God still in control?
我们今天读这经文哈，《哥林多前书》十章十三节，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
This is the scripture that we read today, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted,He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
这是一啊，充满的应许的啊的经文啊，充满的啊真理哈。我们今天就要从三方面来学习如何胜过试探，并且我们要学如何为神而活。
This is a truth full of promises. Today we will learn.From three aspects, how to overcome temptation and how to live for God.
首先我们来看，就是试探是人所能承受的。
The first is, the temptation is bearable.
这不是否认试探的痛苦，而是宣告神的信实。
We say this is not to deny the pain of temptation. This is a declaration of God's faithfulness.
神知道我们是有限的，也知道我们能，但是神也知道我们能够靠他，靠主站立得住。
God knows our limitations, but He also knows that we can stand firm by relying on Him.
我们都知道耶稣在旷野的时候，魔鬼试探了他三次嘛，每次耶稣都用什么来抵挡的？用神的话语，对不对
？We know that Jesus was tempted by Satan.Three times in the wilderness, and each time he resisted with the word of God.
耶稣给我们做了美好的榜样，他没有靠着自己的感觉，也没有依靠环境，而是用真理来得胜。
He set a good example for us because he did not rely on feelings nor the circumstances, but relied on truth to overcome.
所以在希伯来书四章十五节这样说，因为我们的大祭司就是说耶稣哈，并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, it tells us, For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin.
这经文强调耶稣在世上经历了人所面临的挣扎呀，各种试探啊，因此他能够理解我们的困难，也怜悯我们的心，他来接，不仅接纳我们，他要帮助我们啊。
So this verse emphasizes that Jesus experienced human struggles and temptations during his time on earth. So he can understand our difficulties.And he can accept us with compassion. And he can help us.
所以在希伯来书二章十八节这样说，他自己既被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18, it tells us, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
所以主耶稣不但体恤我们，他还能帮助我们在试探中得胜。
So Jesus not only sympathizes with us, but also helps us overcome temptation.
我们知道神的话是我们面对试探的武器，就像耶稣都用圣经的话来回应试探。
We know that God's word is our weapon against temptation, just like how Jesus used them.
圣灵的大能是我们在我们里面是我们得胜的力量。
And the power of the Holy Spirit is our inner strength for victory.
当焦虑涌上心头啊，我们有时候啊，不只是那个性比较负面的，即使很阳光、很正面的人，在这世界也会被一些事情上让我们搅扰哈、啊，让我们搅扰。
Sometimes you will experience anxiety, coming to your heart, even if you may not be a person of negative, personality or feelings, even if you are in most of the time positive, it still happens to you.
那这时候呢，我希望你用信心的宣告，你真的信神吗？对吧？你就说神是信实的，他必不叫我受试探过于我能承受的。
When this happens, I want you to declare your faith by saying, "Our God is faithful. He will not let me be tempted beyond what I can bear."
我有时候跟人家一起祷告，尤其是人在有困难或者是在等待的时候，我就会说，圣经上怎么应许你的呀？
I sometimes pray with people, especially when they're facing challenges or when they're when they're waiting for God's help. I would ask them, do you remember how the Bible is telling you?
所以祷告有时候你熟悉圣经，你照着神的应许祷告，你看神怎么样照他的应许来成就。
So if you're familiar with the Bible, then when you pray, you can pray according to God's promise, and then you can see how he fulfilled his promises.
我真的希望弟兄姊妹常常有这种经历啊，你知道神的心意，然后照神的心意，照他的应许，你来，你的祷告 in line， 就是跟神的心意一样，你看神怎么祝福你。
I really hope that you can have such experiences, which is that you understand God's will, and when you pray according to His will, you pray according to His promises. Then wait and see how He would fulfill His promises on you.
所以，当你面临挑战、试探这些种种不安的时候，你就要想到这经文呐、啊。神应许我们所受的试探是我们能承受的啊。
So when you when you're facing challenges, when you are having the feeling of anxiety, remember this verse.
你也知道，耶稣体恤你，他知道你的难处，他与你同在，我们就不担心了嘛。
And you should also remember that Jesus, he sympathizes with you, and he is with you. With that, then you probably can put aside most of your worries.
第二个呢，就是神总会给你开一条出路的哈。
And the second truth is that God always provides a way out.
要知道，试探不是绝境哈，而是信心的一个转捩点。
We must understand that temptation isn't a desperate situation. It is a turning point in our faith.
如果神许可我们面临这些挑战、这些试探。神不是要我们跌倒的，他是要我们学习在风暴中来仰望他。
If God allows us to face these challenges, it means that He doesn't want us to fall, but instead He wants us to learn to look up to Him in the midst of storms.
所以今天这个混乱的时代里面，试探，往往不只是要不要犯罪啊。而是我们还能信靠神吗？
So today's temptation is not often about should I sin? It is more about can I still trust God?
当我们看到恶人得意啊，这些不公义、不公平的这个 righteous， 这公义好像都沉默了哈，我们心里很困惑的。
When we see the wicked winning and justice seemingly silent, we could feel confused.
我们希望神上帝出手啊，让恶人遭罚。
And we always would think that this would be the time that God would come to help so that he can punish the wicked.
但神常常给的那条路，开的那扇门，往往不是改变环境，而是更新我们的心。
But God's way out is often not to change the circumstances, but to renew our hearts.
每次想到这，我就会想到诗篇的73篇亚萨的诗哈。
And when I think about this, I always think about Asa, his song in chapter 73.
亚萨是一个很虔诚的一个信徒。
He is a faithful believer.
他在诗班负责，在唱诗班负责。
And he is responsible. He was responsible for the choir.
他是打大拔的，哈哈。
And he does some instruments.
他在这边的第二节说：“至于我的脚似乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。我见恶人和狂傲人享平安啊，我心怀不平啊。”
In the second verse of chapter 73, he says, "But as for me, my feet has almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked."
他说，我都要跌倒，我都要对神怀疑了。
Basically, he's saying, "I almost fall, and I." Almost doubted God.
他说：“我真的很不明白。”十六节说：“我思索怎能明白这事？眼看实属为难啊！”但十七节说什么？ 等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局，你实在把他们安在华地，使他们掉在尘人之中。
And he was confused because he said in 16, he said, when I tried to understand all these, it troubled me deeply, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny.
神没有给他改变环境。
God did not change his circumstances.
而是当他来到圣殿亲近神祷告的时候，神让他明白。
But when he entered the sanctuary of God, God made it clear to him.
神有时候回答我们的祷告和让我们面临试探，神是让我们更认识他，也更明白神的心意，也更知道如何在当时怎么的生活。
Sometimes God put us in a situation, especially in challenges. He wants to make us more understanding of his will, and he wants to make us learn how to live in those situations.
所以我最近，尤其是最近，一直鼓励弟兄姊妹要祷告，好好的祷告。
And that's why I keep telling you, especially recently, that we should pray, and we should pray well.
祷告不是讲完就走，是跟神对话。你要安静看神怎么回应你。
To pray is not to just tell God what's on your mind and then leave. It is that you are having a conversation with God, and not only you speak to Him, you also want to wait and be quiet and listen to His responses.
我天天都在说，提醒大家每日的读经啊。读经祷告是我们操练与神建立关系，也知道如何祷告的最好方式。
And don't forget about reading the Bible, because reading the Bible and praying to God are the best practices that we can have to build the relationship with God.
你读经就是神跟你讲的一篇的话语吗？
Because when you read the Bible, it is God's word coming to you.
不是你在那好有聪明的哦，这个话是这个意思，这个那个意思，是对你说是什么意思啊
？It is not that you interpreting the words. Oh, this means this, and that means that. No, it is God's words for you.
神在爱中告诉你这些话，他期待着你有正确的回应来跟他交谈。
It is God's way to give you those words in His love.And he wants you to have the correct response to his instructions.
这样子的祷告才会有亚撒的经历。他带着痛苦，他带着怀，就是困惑，神让他明白。
And when we respond to God with a prayer, just like Asa, then we can see that through that painful experiences, God made it clear to him.
所以在祷告快结尾的时候，在二十五节他说：“除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没所爱慕的。”
Therefore, at the end of his prayer, he said, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you."
有一位弟兄每天看新闻都觉得很愤怒，但很无奈无力啊。后来他就在手机上设了一个提醒，这个 reminder 是这个 message 是什么？这个说你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。这句话是在耶稣在约翰福音十四章第一节说的：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。”
There was a brother. He felt angry and powerless every time after reading the news.He then set a reminder on his phone, and this is the verse in John chapter 14, verse 1, when Jesus said here, he said, Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
就每次当他心烦的时候，他就读这个经文啊，并且祷告啊，神真的让他在混乱中得到平安。
So whenever he was upset, he would read this verse and pray. God really gave him peace in the midst of chaos.
你用什么方式，你用什么经文来帮助你面临生活中的一些不好，或者是你看到的不好，或者人家跟你说的不好。
What is your approach when you having trouble like this? What kind of which scripture do you use to help you through these situations?
好多年前了哈，我现在我呢是在家里不止一处哈，就贴这个经文。
Many years ago, in my family, I have this scripture put on a sticker in multiple places at my home.
冰箱上，我的电脑的大的 screen 上。
You can find them in the refrigerator or on the screen of my PC.
也是我在教会常常提醒的，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》5:16-18.
And this is also something that I always remind brothers and sisters here.This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16-18.
要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事献恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
我一看到这个文，一想到经文，我就觉得神是多么的爱我。
Whenever I see this scripture,It reminds me of how loving God is.
我一切烦恼、担忧和不快乐都抛之脑后了。
I can forget all my troubles, worries, and unhappiness.
所以我们要记得，神给你开了一条路，或者是一个出路和一个门，不一定是环境的改变，而是心灵的更新。
So we should remember.The way out that God gave us isn't necessarily a change of circumstances, but a renewal of heart.
当你来亲近神，神就亲近你啦。当你来亲近神，神就会让你感受到他的爱，也让你看见他仍然在掌权，他为你开一条出路。
When you draw close to God, He is getting closer to you, and He will show you.That he is still in control and that there is still a way out.
第三，我们胜过试探的第三个真理是复活的信心使我们坚定不移。
And the third truth is resurrection faith makes us steadfast.
最近其实我们每日读经在读哥林多前书啊，所以应该很熟悉了。在哥林多前书的15章，前几天才读哈呀啊，基督已经从死里复活，成了睡之人出熟的果子。在57节这边说，感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督就得胜。
We in our Bible reading plan, we are reading 1 Corinthians and chapter 15 is.What we just read a couple days ago. It says in verse 20, But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And in verse 57, it says, But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们之所以能胜过试探啊，不是因为我们比别人更刚强啊。而是因为我们相信复活的主已经得胜。
Dear brothers and sisters, the reason that we can overcome temptation is not because we're stronger than others, but because we believe that the resurrected Lord has already triumphed.
主耶稣的复活不是一个我们宗教仪式的象征，而是历史的事实，信仰的核心，生命的盼望。
And his resurrection is not a symbol of a religious ceremony, but a historical fact, the core of our faith and the hope of our lives.
我们信徒一定不但相信，而且这是我们信仰的根基哈。在哥林多前书15:17这样说：基督若没有复活，你们的信就我们的信便是徒然的。我们仍在最终，我们就仍然活在最终哈。
Resurrection is the core of our faith. As it said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17, and if Christ has not been raised, Your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
这如果基督没有复活，我们的福音，就没有内容啊，不，没有能力。但是因为耶稣基督复活了，我们的信心就不再落空。
Without resurrection, the gospel loses its power. But because Christ is resurrected, our faith is no longer in vain.
因为耶稣的复活，他战胜了死亡与罪的权势。
The resurrection proves Jesus has conquered the power of death and sin.
耶稣的复活让神的应许是真实可信的。
And it also proves God's promises are true and trustworthy.
耶稣的复活让我们知道，我们生命不止于今生，而且是有永恒的盼望。
And thirdly, it proves that our life extends beyond this present life, as we have the hope of eternity.
那复活的信心是如何坚固我们的呢？
So how can we be strengthened by the resurrection faith?
在困难中，我们不失望。
First, we do not lose hope in hardship.
我们信徒也很多人生病啊，我们面临疾病。我们信徒也会失业哈，家庭也会有困难，甚至有破碎，啊，复活，神的复活提醒我们，死亡不是终点，这个绝望不是结局，神能使死的复活，也能使绝望中生出盼望。
When we as Christians face illness, unemployment, or even family breakdown.Resurrection reminds us that death is not the end, and despair is not the final outcome. God can resurrect the dead and give hope to those in despair.
我人生里面有蛮多的经历哈，蛮多的见证。
I have many experiences in my life, and I have many testimonies as well.
我最记得有一次，我因为一件事情，我不知道怎么办，我很苦恼，很苦恼，在那祷告，在那真的是吧。后来心里有一个声音说：“不是死都不怕吗？你在这干嘛？”
There was one time that I was praying for something because something bothered me, and I kept praying and kept praying. And then I heard a voice. The voice tells me, "Aren't you not even afraid of death? Then why are you bothered with this particular thing?"
因为我们信主的人有永生，对，我们真的在信心里面面临死亡都不害怕，这世界还有什么东西让我们那么担忧，那么烦恼呢？
Because as Christians, we have the hope of eternity, so we're not afraid of death. If we're not even afraid of death, then what in the world can bother us that much?
我们是有活泼的盼望。
We have a living hope.
面临世上任何的事情，因着主耶稣的复活，我们都没有绝望的。
That we should not feel despair because our resurrected Lord.
第二呢，我们是在侍奉中我们不灰心的。
The second is that we do not grow weary in service.
因为我们在。在主里面，我们的劳苦在主里是不会徒然的哈。
Because, you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
我们有时候不管是在教会啦，服侍，或是在家里，我们很忠心的做好我们的丈夫和妻子哈，和做父母，或是在职场里面，我们也做好见证哈，但是可能都没有看到立即的果效哈。
When we serve in the church, fulfill our responsibilities in our families, and bear witnesses in our workplaces, we may not see immediate results.
但是复活的主让我们有信心哈，告诉我们怎么样，神纪念每一份摆上的，他的国度也正在进行工作哈。
But our resurrected faith tells us that.God remembers every offering, and His kingdom is at work.
所以我们不管在家里在建立教会，我们也有时候看到没有什么果效，不要灰心。
So sometimes when you are working at home or working in the church, you may not see the effect of your work right away. In those situations, don't be frustrated.
我们所做的每一件事，在爱心里做的每一件事，神都纪念的。
Because everything, every little thing that we did in love, God remembers.
第三个在信仰中就不动摇哈。
And the third is that we do not waver in our faith.
这世界充满了混乱挑战，但我们刚读的这经文里面哈，在哥林多前书十五章的58节这边是吗？它叫什么？务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力，多做主工哈。
This world is full of chaos and challenges, but here Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
复活的主是我们信心的磐石，使我们在风暴中仍然站立得稳。
The resurrected Lord is the rock of our faith.Enabling us to stand firm even in the storms.
但要知道，复活不是一个结尾，哇，就结束了哈，是复活。复活是个开始。
But we should remember that resurrection is not an end, but a beginning.
主的复活不是我们只在复活节的时候来纪念的事件，而是我们每天生活的力量。
We should know that resurrection is not just an event that we remember on Easter. It is the power of our daily lives.
因着主的复活，我们更肯定我们有崭新的生命的，他是生命的主。
Because through the resurrection of our Lord, we can confirm that we have a new life.
我们时时记得主是复活的，我们就能够在试探中靠主得胜。
If we can always remember that our Lord Jesus is resurrected, then we can do this. Number one, in temptation, we overcome by relying on the Lord.
在混乱中，我们可以持守信心。
Number two, in chaos, we hold fast to our faith.
在平凡中，我们能够活出荣耀。
Number three, in the ordinary, we live out God's glory.
愿我们天天都要记得哈，这一个得胜的宣告是什么？死亡已被吞灭得胜，耶稣的复活让死亡与罪都被吞灭。
We should remember this declaration every day that death has been swallowed up in victory.
愿我们用一生来回应他的爱与救恩，能靠着复活的信心呢，坚固不移，活出荣耀神的生命来。
May we respond to His great love and salvation throughout our lives, and by relying on our faith, by relying on our resurrection faith, we stand firm and live a life that glorifies God.
我们要知道，在这个充满试探与混乱的时代，我们要胜过试探。刚刚我们也讲了胜过试探的一些真理啊，但不只是为了自己不跌倒哈。更是为了活出这个神的荣耀来。
We should know that in this age, full of temptation and chaos, we overcome temptation not just to avoid falling, but also to live out the glory of God.
这荣耀不是一个抽象的东西哈，这荣耀是什么？是在我们的言语、行为以及我们生活中选择上彰显的。
And this glory is not an abstract concept. It is concretely displayed in our words, actions, and choices.
在哥林多前书十章三十一节这样说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 to 33, it says, So,Whether you eat or drink or do whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
这句话不只是一个属灵上的一个勉励劝勉啊， 更是我们生活的方向。
So this statement is not just a spiritual encouragement, it is a direction for life.
神的儿女，我们基督徒呢的一生不是为了自我的成就，而是为了荣耀神。
For Christians, our life is not meant to be achieving for ourselves, but about glorifying God.
当我们生活中有清楚的目标，就不容易被周遭的人事物所影响了。
When we have a clear goal in our lives, we're less easily influenced by people or events around us.
荣耀神是我们清楚的目标。
And glorifying God is our clear goal.
就像如同向着标杆直跑，跑步呢，他不会因为旁边的声音而偏离的方向。
Just like someone running straight toward the goal, they won't be distracted by the noises around them.
在哥林多前书十三章一到三节，也是我们所熟悉的，我们还是看一下哈。我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的靶一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘。各样的知识而没有全备的信，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3, it says, If I speak in the tongues of man or of angels, but do not have love,I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
在这里，这经文不是要否定属灵的恩赐和信心的价值，而是强调若没有爱，这一切都失去了属天的意义。
Paul isn't denying the value of spiritual gifts or faith here, but rather emphasizing that without love, all of these things lose their divine meaning.
所以爱是我们行动的动力，是我们服事的根基，是我们荣耀神的方式。
So love is the driving force behind our actions, the foundation of our service, and the means by which we glorify God.
所以真正的荣耀不是外在的成功，而是内在的爱心。
Therefore, true glory lies not in outward success.But in inner love.
现在这时代大家都是在社群媒体里面啊，这个一群组啊，都在里面聊天，甚至吵架啊，争吵。
Nowadays, many people are involved in online communities.
有时候里面就为了种种原因有争辩哈，有极端的言论哈，搞得不愉快，有些人就离群了，或者有人就把他 kick out 了。
In these social media, sometimes we will see debates, sometimes we will see extreme views, and people may get frustrated and leave that online community.
有位姊妹呢，她就选择她人家争吵就不加入这个争论，其实她有意见，每个人都有意见的，自己的想法，而她每天就分享一句经文。做一个简短的祷告放在那里。
And one sister was also involved in this kind of online community. She also had her own views, but she chose not to join the debate. Instead, she chose to share Bible verses and her prayers on a daily basis.
那几个月以后呢，有人私下的告诉他说：“你的 post， 你的贴文哈，让我重新找回了信仰。”
A few months later, someone let her know by saying, Your posts have rekindled my faith.
这姊妹没有在那个群上他们争论，认为自己对哈，或者而是用爱的行动见证基督的真实，这就是荣耀神的生活。
So this sister, she did not use arguments to prove herself right, but rather she testified to the truthfulness of Christ through the act of love. And this is a life that glorifies God.
我们在日常生活中，我们活出爱，使人看见神。
She lives out love in her daily lives so that others can see God.
那实际上我们怎么活出呢？我们怎么为神而活呢？
So how can we live for God?
我们在言语上荣耀神呢，我们就是想造就人的好话嘛，避免跟人家争论哈，批评啊，论断这些事哈。
We can live for God by honoring God in our words. We speak words that build others up. And we can also choose the word that we use to avoid criticism and judgment.
那我们在行为上荣耀神呢？我们在工作里面，我们就很诚实，我们忠心，我们做事也很忠心，我们而且有爱心的，乐意帮助人。
And we can honor God in our actions. We can work honestly. We can serve faithfully. And we can always be willing to help.
那我们在人际关系上怎么荣耀神呢？我们就用爱来回应挑战嘛。人家讲话不好听，我们就讲比较好听的话，用连续代替批评，用饶恕来战胜苦毒。
And we can also honor God in our relationships. We can respond to challenges with love. We can replace criticism with mercy. And we can overcome bitterness with forgiveness.
在我们生活中常常充满了选择哈，很多事情我们要 make choice, right?
And in our lives, we have many choices to make.
我们不要只问这对我有什么好处哈，我们也要更要问什么，这是否荣耀神啊？
And we can honor God in our choices by asking not just, is this good for me? Instead, ask, does it honor God?
所以在面临各样的种种的试探，这个世代的混乱，我们真正的胜利是什么？是让基督的爱被看见。
So amidst all these chaos and temptations, the true victory is to let the love of Christ be seen.
就不只是不犯罪啊，更是活出爱，有那真正的胜利，不是证明我们多有多刚强，而是让基督的爱透过我们而被人看见。
So, for us, it's not just avoiding sin, but also living out love. True victory isn't about proving how strong we are, but about allowing Christ's love to be seen through us.
当我们用爱来回应挑战，当我们在平日平凡的生活中选择荣耀神，我们的生命就成为了荣耀神的见证。
When we respond to challenges with love, when we choose to glorify God in the most ordinary moments of our lives, then our lives become a testimony to His glory.
所以我们要记得哈，无论做什么，都是为了荣耀神而行的。
Therefore, we should remember.Whatever we do, do it all for the glory of God.
而且要记得，如果没有爱的话，所做的都不算什么，都没有意义了。
And remember, if I do not have love, I am nothing.
这样，爱使人生，我们的人生充满了意义，也让神得着荣耀。
This way, love makes life meaningful for us and brings glory to God.
我们在这大家都不会不同意哈，在一个挺混乱的时代里面，种种的事让我们不安，让我们甚至烦，甚至气愤。
We should all agree that we're living in an age where sometimes we could be frustrated or even feel angry.
要知道这也是一种很今日强烈的一个事态。
And we should remember this is also a temptation.
有些这种试探，有时候也许你以为没有把你的信心给拿走，但我们好像也没有那个力量来活出美好的见证。
You may think that this temptation has not taken away your faith, but it has weakened us so that we don't have the strength to live out the beautiful life in us.
这边我想希望大家记得几件事哈，试探不是毁灭，而是信心的操练，总总会为我们开一条出路的。
So let's always know that temptation is not destruction, but an exercise of faith. God will always provide a way out for us.
靠着复活的主，我们仍在爱中得胜。
Through the resurrected Lord, we can overcome in love.
我们的生命是为荣耀神而活的。
And our lives are meant to glorify God.
没有爱的信仰是空洞的哈，唯有爱能使生命有意义。
Faith without love is empty. Only love can give life meaning.
让我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢你的信实与慈爱。你不叫我们受试炼试探过于我们能受。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness and love. You never let us be tempted beyond our ability.
因为你在我们试炼中，你总是会为我们开一条出路的。
And you always provide us a way out in temptation.
主啊，求你帮助我们在困难中不依靠自己，而是靠圣灵的能力胜过恐惧、焦虑与失望。
Lord, please help us not to rely on ourselves in the midst of chaos, but to overcome fear, anxiety, and despair in the power of the Holy Spirit.
教导我们不仅要有信心，更要在爱中行事。
And teach us not only to act with faith.But also to act in love.
让我们的言语行为，我们的时间的安排和生活中的选择，都能反映基督的爱。
May our words, actions, time management, and choices in life reflect the love of Christ.
主啊，若没有爱，我们一切的侍奉与付出都算不得什么。
Lord, without love, all our services and sacrifices are meaningless.
愿你的爱激励我们用实际的行动去爱人，去服侍人。
May your love inspire us to love and serve others through practical actions.
使我们的生命成为荣耀你的见证。
Making our lives a testimony that glorifies you.
让我们都记得，我们能爱，能站立，能得胜。然而这都是，不是我。乃是基督在我里面活。
Let us remember that we can love, we can stand firm, and we can overcome. Yet it is not I, but through Christ in me.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。
In the victorious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
我们请起立，我们唱这首回应的歌。
My joy is mine.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.